Not available. Not available.
No, I'll just leave a message if that's the case. Big Nels. Well, now, I forgot to tell you that last night, at the Endicott Bookshop, a certain newspaper gave a reading. It was arranged by the publisher, of course, and so I read The Sun in the Stillborn Stars. There were about 200 people there, maybe 150. And small, you know, at the Endicott. And so that went over very well, indeed. But then they wanted more, so I said, well, I have this one story, Blood of the Wig, some highlights and excerpts. And so I read the takeoff on the suppressed passages, deleted passages of the Manchester book of the Kennedy Assassination. And I set it up by saying that the narrator is a fiction editor under the influence of this schizophrenic Blood. Quote, the first few passages were fairly innocuous, the emphasis being on a style identical to that of the work in question. Towards the end of chapter 6, however, with Jackie on the Air Force One plane in the compartment with Heskett, I really started cooking. Wan and totally bereft, she steals away from the others, moving transfixed towards the darkened rear compartment where the casket rests. She enters, and a whispery circle of light shrouds her bowed head. As she closes the door behind her and leans against it, slowly she raises her eyes and takes a solemn step forward. She gasps and is literally slammed back against the door by the sheer impact of the outrageous horror confronting her, i.e., the hulking Texan silhouette at the casket, lid half raised, and he, hunching bestially, his coarse animal member thrusting into the casket, and indeed, apparently, into the neck wound itself. Great God, she cries, how heinous. It must be a case of necrophilia. And curtain. So curtain elf. Well, I can tell you that those folks guffawed. And guess who was there in the audience? That's right, Mr. H. Wilder. And he was impressed. He was impressed. So I think that would be a must in this reading, because these people guffawed. So we're talking mainstream. Talking mainstream, Nels. I hope you don't mind a hit on your hands. I know you've got this prestige thing going with Burroughs, but here we're talking commercial slash shit mainstream. All right, Nels, better sleep on it, eh? Oh, better Nels.